listening to the North Carolina Reading Service, broadcasting from Raleigh, North Carolina, serving the blind and print-impaired community since 1983. This is Nancy Jones. For the next hour, I will be reading to you from the Holiday 2019-2020 issue of Vanity Fair magazine, which features RuPaul on the cover, wearing a fabulous strapless swimsuit covered with Swarovski crystals with matching bracelet, earrings, fishnet tights, amazing blonde hairdo, and we're talking big hair, and fabulously made up as usual. This is Vanity Fair Part A. Now for some of this month's contributors. Carrie Beauchamp, Sorority of Stars. It was a joy to interview so many women who lived at the Hollywood Studio Club, says the writer and film historian of L.A.'s Haven for Young Women, to remember the fun they had and to listen to their giggles. Many of Beauchamp's sources, including Nancy Kwan and Rita Moreno, left their interviews ready to call up old friends. Sharif Hamza, Passion Play. The New York-based photographer found Rose Byrne and Bobby Cannavale to be inseparable. They were close and intimate the whole time, Hamza says of the couple. You can tell their regular dialogue is laughter, to a degree I haven't seen before. But they were also private. Always together, always laughing, but always just the two of them. Kevin M. Cruz, Impeachy Keen. It seems likely that the Trump White House will stand with the most corrupt administrations in American history, says Cruz, a professor of history at Princeton University and co-author of Fault Lines, a history of the United States since 1974. His column re-examines the politicians who defended Richard Nixon during his impeachment proceedings. Nathaniel Rich, The Vanishing. Rich, the author of Losing Earth, A Recent History, was struck by the brazenness of the Bitcoin fraud he explores in this issue. Even as investigations were ongoing, he says, the principals posted on public chat rooms revealing illicit behavior. Dark Waters, a film based on Rich's reporting on chemical pollution, is out now. Art Streiber, Keeping Pace. Streiber understood the importance of photographing 50 artists at the new Pace Gallery. It was historic, and everyone in the portrait felt the weight of the moment, says Streiber, whose own work will be on display in Vanity Fair's Hollywood Calling exhibition this February. The artists were so pleased to be in the company of their peers and heroes. An Amazon original, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. New season began December 6th on Prime Video. What to pack? Inspired by Midge's tour stop in Miami. Curated by Donna Zakowska, costume designer for The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. There is an exuberance to the style of the late 50s and early 60s, says Zakowska, a two-time Emmy winner for her work on Maisel. Miami in particular had this graphic boldness that I think is still very relevant to 2019. In season 3, Midge's comedy act takes flight as she tours the country with her manager Susie, opening for singer Shai Baldwin at their stylish Miami stop. Vibrant, mid-century fashion sets the tone for chic resort wear today. Sunny and chic, this embroidered yellow A-line dress will turn heads at cocktail hour. This floral silk scarf adds a decorative accent to any ensemble. Channel retro runway style with this hatbox-shaped handbag. Mid-century Miami had an edge, Zakowska says. So do Midge and these peep-toe heels. It's not all fun in the sun. Get down to business with a productive day planner, like the one shown here. Make a splash and save your hair with this whimsical old-school bathing cap. All different colored flowers. Stand out from the bikini set with a halter top swimsuit. In pink. Theatrical sunglasses. First trended in the Maisel period, Zakowska says. These pink cat eyes are a scene stealer. I love a dramatic straw hat, Zakowska says. This pink and tan patterned one demands a close-up. Take the stage with this bright beach tunic. Transparency, colors, patterns, these things are all very now, Zakowska says. I really love headwear from this period, Zakowska says. A modern take, this pink headband with plissé twist knot. Add a glossy finish with coral red lipstick and magenta nail polish, and the bold Miami look is complete. Watch season 3 of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel on Amazon Original Series, which premiered December 6th. Winner of 16 Emmy Awards and 3 Golden Globes, it's a show with substance and fabulous style. Here's the editor's letter for the holiday 2019-2020 issue from Editor-in-Chief Radhika Jones. You better work. In my senior year of college, I produced a play called Skin and Bone. It was a modern adaptation of a Jacobin drama called The Revenger's Tragedy. And its plot was about as subtle as that title suggests. No shade, that was the early 17th century fashion. We staged it in a black box theater. I recall it being a vibrant assault on the senses, and the production element I remember most clearly is that during the final scene, we played, quite loudly, RuPaul's Supermodel. "You better work," he incanted over this mess of characters with names out of an Italian court who had spilled blood and body parts. "Work the runway, sweetie." It was so unapologetically contemporary. Linda, Naomi, Christy, and Cindy still reigned. It jolted everybody into the present, and its message perfectly channeled the performative nature of theater and its stylized artifice. It was earnest, but also arch, and very funny. Here we are, some 25 years later, and RuPaul is more relevant than ever, still earnest, still arch, still jolting everyone into the present. I have nothing but admiration for someone so ahead of the curve, who figured out his signature mode of performance decades ago, and now, with the runaway success of Drag Race, has effectively brought the culture around to his delectable point of view. We're born naked. The rest is drag. It's a treat to feature him in this issue, our chief critic Richard Lawson's first cover story, one that celebrates the close of a tumultuous year with a look at one of its most spectacular flameouts. See Gabe Sherman on The Collapse of WeWork. A remembrance of scandals past, the run-up to Nixon's resignation compared to the run-up to Trump's impeachment hearings, and a glimpse of highlights ahead. RuPaul's new Netflix series, Scarlett Johansson's Oscar shot, and Rose Byrne and Bobby Cannavale's production of Medea, another revenge tragedy ripe for reinvention. This issue includes our holiday gift guide, which I hope you will enjoy as much as we enjoyed putting it together. Our team of culture, fashion, and beauty editors begin by pinning up pictures of all sorts of delightful objets inspired by our favorite moments in entertainment and the arts, which we then whittle down to what will fit on a suite of pages, and the whole process is a vicarious pleasure. I come from a long line of squirrel shoppers. I acquire potential presents all year and stash them in unmarked places around the house. So my biggest challenge when Christmas comes around is remembering where I've put them. I've always loved gift guides, though. The sense of personality behind the curation that paves the way for discovery. If you're still stumped, I recommend Vanity Fair's Women on Women, our new collection of profiles and stories about women, by women, and for everyone. The Vanity Fair Gift Guide, The Trimmings, 'Tis the Season for Living the Culture and Sophisticated Giving, Opening Photograph by Horacio Salinas, Tiffany and Company Brooch in Platinum with Sapphires and Diamonds in a Butterfly Shape, Vessel in Sterling Silver and Glass with 18-carat Yellow Gold Twig, both from the 2019 Tiffany Blue Book Collection. For the March Flower, Greta Gerwig's Little Women remake starring Saoirse Ronan, Emma Watson, and Eliza Scanlon has fans abuzz. Find something for your favorite Meg, Amy, Beth, or Joe. Pictured here, Eliza Scanlon in Little Women. Bottle Service, Juju Sparkling Verjus by Julia Sherman and Martha Stewman. Oh Dear, Larkspur and Hawk. Ceramic Deer Bookends. Magic Slipper, Roger Vivier Shoes. A Fine Point, Hibiscus Linens Towels. With Needlepoint Initials. Belted Out for Moncler Simone Rocha Coat. Quite Contrary, Oscar de la Renta Bag. Well Noted, Smithson Notebook. Scent and Sensibility, Gucci Blue Mambrosia Di Fiori Perfume. Oval Office, Cartier Bagnois Watch. Hats Off, Hermes Hat. And it looks very much like a men's fedora in a beautiful wine color. Great Women Artist Booking It, published by Phaidon. Go Poof, Mew Mew Top. White blouse, embroidered collar with poof sleeves. Tender Loving Care, Every Mother Counts. After her own complicated delivery, Christy Turlington Burns turned her attention toward accessible maternal care. Now her organization has invested more than $16.2 million in education and grants. For the retro lover, with a Broadway rendition out this month and Steven Spielberg's adaptation coming next year, West Side Story is having a moment. Here's to feeling pretty. In the photo, the playbill for the show's 1980 revival. Motorin' Bagheera Rider. Very elegant toy car. The Groom Bully 1803 Tortoiseshell Acetate Comb. Fit a Pattern Prada Shirt. Hair Today Layrite Original Pomade. So Sneaky Saint Laurent by Anthony Vaccarallo Sneakers. Not a Jet Snark Cover Set. Of course, with a shark on it. Shoulderscape Louis Vuitton Jacket. In blue leather, and the shoulders have the cityscape on a yellow background. The eyes have it, Cobarom sunglasses, cat eye sunglasses in pale pink. Red letter, Giorgio Armani bag in red leather. Watch it, Rolex Day-Date 36 watch. Be a Square, Brunello Cucinelli Pocket Squares. Dance Number, Coach 1941 Dress. To the Island with Love, Casa Pueblo. The Puerto Rico-based group offers holistic sustainability from pragmatic aid, issuing 14,000 solar lamps in the wake of Hurricane Maria, to long-term education and innovation, maintaining a butterfly ecosystem and vegetable hydroponics. For the world traveler, newly launched Disney Plus brings the Star Wars universe to TV with The Mandalorian, about a galaxy-questing bounty hunter whose journeys require some stellar gear. In the photo, Pedro Pascal in The Mandalorian. Baggett, Tom Ford weekender bag. Time to reflect, Nike sunglasses. Skin in the game, Acris bag in green crocodile print. Orange You Glad, Balmain sweatshirt with a desert scene featuring saguaro cactus and red rock in orange. Truth North Tiffany & Company compass. Cover up Apple iPhone 11 Pro Max. Box set Ralph Lauren bar toolbox. Silver bullet, grown alchemist hand cream in a silver tube. Camo ammo Dior pants in camo, of course. Straight laced guess boots. Very combat looking black boots. Cargo hold rag and bone jacket. Water everywhere. Black Mesa Water Coalition. Ours is the only known planet with liquid water on its surface. Youth from the Navajo and Hopi nations hope to keep it clean. Coalition members resist an extractive economy, coal and oil, which strains local aquifers in favor of solar technology. And continuing the Vanity Fair gift guide for the expat at the beach. Rivieras, coastal retreats, and shores near and far, see the latest installment in Asseline's beachy collection. Conjure warmer seasons. Bonjour, bonheur. In the photo, the beach at Marina Piccola. Under the sun, La Pima sunglasses. Big glasses. In a yellow, amber shade. Short story, Salvatore Ferragamo men's swim trunks. That's a wrap, MM6 robe. Coasting along, Asseline, Capri, Tulum, Turquoise Coast, Palm Beach, books. Put on the spritz, 1969 Capri Eau de Parfum. Lemonades, Sapore e Profumi di Positano lemon soaps. Bushnell and a peck. Celine by Eddie Slimane, basket. Which is a new take on a bushel basket. Woven with tan leather straps. Fun slide, Chanel sandals in red and white stripe. Neck and neck, Loewy scarf in an aqua and lime print on a white background. Collared green, Polo Ralph Lauren shirt in green, of course. Comes in other colors, too, such as bright orange and deep purple. The Constellations, Kate Spade cuff in gold, wide cuff bracelet with semi-precious stones in different sizes and different colors. Tutti Frutti, Dolce & Gabbana, X-Smeg refrigerator, which has an amazing mural door in wild colors. Tile, simulated tile look with fruits. Very tropical looking. Altogether now, Ocean Conservancy, the nonprofit, has, over the past 30 years, mobilized more than 15 million volunteers to remove upwards of 300 million pounds of trash from beaches worldwide. But its primary focus is on prevention, working toward responsible use of ocean resources and enshrined protections under law. For the gold metalist, and that's M-E-T-A-L-I-S-T, the Met's making marvels, science and splendor at the courts of Europe. A new exhibition up through the winter displays tech and art that inspired royals long ago, and us now. In the photo, automaton clock in the form of Diana on her chariot, circa 1610. In gold, of course. Kitten around Stuart Weitzman shoes. Sparkly, metallic, silver with kitten heels. Tea time, Versace cup and saucer set with an ornate Art Deco-looking print in amber and gold. Cold comfort, Max Mara coat in a champagne-colored gold. Mirror, mirror, Chanel Eclat Magnétique illuminating power. Powder. Go for gold, Fendi jacket in a gold lame look. Flower child, Jimmy Choo bag. Gold, metallic, and has the look of various old brooches attached to it. Green Energy Richard Mille RM0702 Sapphire Watch with green banding. Column d'Or Vera Wang Collection dress. Very Egyptian looking. Pleats and thanks. Proenza Schuler dress in pleated black and white halter dress with gold inserts in the pleats. Board approval, Saint Laurent Rive Droite skateboard. Pinky promise, Bulgari ring in rose gold with an old-looking coin on the ring. Gilt e pleasure, Dior Lueur de Vie Liqueur skincare. In, of course, a gilt gold case. Out of this world, the Planetary Society, in 1659, Dutch astronomer Christian Huygens designed a telescope that allowed him to decipher new details on Mars' surface. The Planetary Society, helmed by Bill Nye, fosters the same curiosity in today's citizens and provides grants for space exploration. And finally, for the Rhinestone Cowgirl, as Miley Cyrus finishes the slow drop of She Is Miley Cyrus, her godmother, Dolly Parton, is wrapping up 2019 with Heartstrings, a Netflix series based on her songs. She wanted Cyrus to play Jolene. In the photo, Miley Cyrus and Dolly Parton, 2019 Grammys. Righteous Gemstones, Pomelato rings, in pink, studded with semi-precious stones. Bananagram, Edie Parker pipe, shaped like a banana. Fringe benefits, Comme des Garçons wallet. Black leather with lots of fringe. Block party, State of Sound blocks. Get ahead, Burberry hat, in black, studded with crystals. Lady Luck, Gucci bag, in white leather. Winter white, of course. Throw some shade, Chloe sunglasses. Big white Jackie O style sunglasses, studded with different colored stones. Center stage, Levi's made and crafted jacket in black with a beautiful embellished design on the back with white fringe. Curly cues, Misha Khan glass straws. Made for walking, Paris, Texas boots. High heels, pointy toes, and a fabulous hot pink color. Make a splash, SK2 Facial Treatment Essence. Stellar Force, MAC Cosmetics, starring U Powder. Pet Project, ASPCA, American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, one of the largest humane society organizations in the world. Celeb supporters include Cyrus, as well as Laura Dern and Martha Stewart. The ASPCA helps people help animals. This year, it will expand its community veterinary hospitals. And one more thing, two former presidents, one stage, one day only, moderated by Doris Kearns Goodwin. February 29th, Carnegie Hall, Stern Auditorium, Perelman Stage. Other guests include Pete Souza, Professor Elizabeth D. Sammet, General Stanley McChrystal, and more. Tickets available now at history-talks.com. History presents History Talks, in celebration of history's 25th anniversary. Opening act. Kenyan-born, UK-bred Francesca Hayward has already leapt into the highest echelon of classical dance, performing some of the most coveted roles as a principal at the Royal Ballet Company in London. This month, Hayward, 27, pounces from stage to screen as Victoria the White Cat in Tom Hooper's film adaptation of Andrew Lloyd Webber's musical Cats, leading an all-star cast that includes Judi Dench, Taylor Swift, Idris Elba, and James Corden. Here, some insights gleaned from a conversation with the film's prima ballerina, as interviewed by Britt Hinemuth. Opening photograph by Perry Dukovich, styled by Nicole Chapoteau. And she wears a long tropical print sleeveless dress. She was born in Nairobi before moving to West Sussex at the age of 2, when she first found her fancy footing. When I was a wee baby, if I heard any music, I would just get up in my buggy or my pram and start bobbing around. She's the first dancer in her family, one that is split between the theatrically inclined and the math minds. I'm horrendous at math. I got the performance gene. A video of the Nutcracker inspired her to begin ballet lessons, and she was accepted to the Royal Ballet School when she was 8. She insists that Cats was one of her favorite musicals as a child, and she would rope friends into reenacting scenes on playdates with a preferred role, I would always be Victoria the White Cat. They'd have to be another cat. Her proudest moment was being cast as Clara in the Royal Ballet production of The Nutcracker in 2012, the same show and company from the video that first inspired her. I kept thinking, I can't believe it's all come to this. A self-proclaimed period piece fanatic, she would most like to play Queen Victoria in a movie. For classic ballet films, she prefers the red shoes or center stage. Definitely not Black Swan. That's so far from the truth. On her nightstand is On Beauty by Zadie Smith, one of her favorite authors. Her signature cocktail, it's very British of me, but I'll always choose beer over anything else. She fantasizes about filling her closet with the row as a fan of designers Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen. The first time she saw herself as a cat was along with the rest of the world when the trailer dropped, revealing human-feline hybrids infused with what Hooper calls digital fur technology. After acting alongside Dench and Ian McKellen and singing with Jennifer Hudson and Taylor Swift, she stayed in touch with her cast. We have a WhatsApp group and share anything that's completely entertaining. She has challenged conventions in the predominantly white world of ballet. In response to the Twitter outrage over the potential whitewashing of her cat's role, she responds that it's not about the color of her skin or her character's fur. It's an important topic that I'm keen to advocate for, but it is the wrong situation to be talking about it. I am literally playing a cat, and that's it. She was chosen by Meghan Markle to be one of the 15 women on the cover of Markle's guest-edited issue of British Vogue. She called me after to say thank you. I was on the street in London having a casual chat with the Duchess. It was surreal, something that I will always treasure. Fan mail. Jennifer Hudson said she is a multifaceted storyteller, an incredible dancer who weaves in acting and singing too. James Corden said she's the absolute heart of the film. She dances with empathy, but it's really the story she tells with her eyes. And Misty Copeland said her talent and grace as a ballerina, as well as her warmth and generosity as a person, make me so proud to call her a friend. Watch this. Between Cats and Star Wars, holiday screens are stacked with fantasy. For something closer to home, here are two complex films with big emotional payoffs by Richard Lawson. A Hidden Life. Revered director Terrence Malick turns in another meditative visual poem, though on this outing he's working with a bit more plot than he has in recent years. A Hidden Life, from Fox Searchlight, tells the true story of Austrian World War II conscientious objector Franz Jagerstatter. Malick makes a potent, poignant plea for ethical conviction and steadfast principles in an era of terrifying moral abnegation. It's a period piece that's wrenchingly timely. Clemency. Alfre Woodard seizes on an all-too-rare lead role in Clemency, from Neon, writer-director Chinyonyi Chukwu's harrowing death penalty drama. Woodard is riveting and, ultimately, devastating as a conflicted prison warden overseeing the execution of an inmate, played with quiet pain by Aldous Hodge. While Chukwu's artful, deliberately paced film won top prize at Sundance in 2019, it has struggled to get mainstream attention, but it's too powerful to be ignored. Thirty-five years of classic Vanity Fair profiles, essays, and columns by women about women. Kirkus Reviews said, absorbing reading, these essays pack a feminist wallop. Dazzling, said Publishers Weekly. Available wherever books are sold. Edited by Radhika Jones with David Friend. Vanity Fair's Women on Women. This program is intended for a blind and print impaired audience. I'm Nancy Jones, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service and broadcasting from its studios in Raleigh, North Carolina. Vanity Fair Part A airs via special subchannel receiver on Saturday and Sunday nights at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, streaming via the World Wide Web at those times. Vanity Fair Part B airs via special subchannel receiver on Monday and Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, streaming via the World Wide Web at those times. Both parts A and B are available as a podcast. Opening and closing music by Calexico. Interval selections from Vienna Gold. Waltzes, marches, and polkas. A tribute to Johann Strauss. The London Festival Orchestra, conducted by Eric Rogers.